And that's a little bit of Dierks Bentley in the background singing his smash hit that no one else in the studio has ever heard of, Drunk on a Plane. That's our highlight to John Richards, who is about to land at Hartsfield Airport from a extensive junket, I'm sure lobbyist-fueled and paid for, establishment wined and dined. But I hope he's enjoying his trip back, and we miss him in the studio today. But anyway, little Dierks Bentley there for you, for people that have ever heard of country music. Probably at least three or four of our listeners have. And transitioning now from planes into trains, we have MARTA Board Chairman Robbie Ash III. Robbie, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm well. How are y'all?
I'm doing pretty well. Stefan's, you know, he's getting there. And,
I'm mediocre.
And Sully's a mute, sitting behind the board and just smiling and trying to figure out why it is we do what we do. But you've had a pretty good couple of weeks, or at least a really good week there at the end of March.
We did. We were blessed to have a really strong bipartisan coalition of folks come together and give MARTA the opportunity to change the face of transit, change the way Atlanta moves and gets around over the next couple decades or so.
And the bill that passed is fairly unique because it actually represents a bit of a compromise, but a path forward for both additional road money and additional transit money, and the two are not necessarily, shall we say, competing, but they're allowed to go their own paths within some newly defined parameters. Is that a good way of characterizing this bill?
I think that's a great way of characterizing it. What it recognizes is, and I mean, in the nature of compromise, it recognizes that within Fulton County there is a diversity of opinion about how much more transit is necessary and when we want to do that. And so what it says is for the city of Atlanta, where voters time and again have said they want more transit and they want it now, it gives them the opportunity to go ahead this November and make the decision about whether they want to increase the MARTA sales tax by 0.5% to fund $2.5 billion or more of capital expansion throughout the city of Atlanta. And for the rest of Fulton County, it says, we know that there are road and bridge and other transportation priorities, and you all will have the opportunity to fund those over the short term. We also, I think, recognized that the authors of the bill recognized that there was still an interest in transit outside the city of Atlanta, but that it might take a little while longer to figure out what that would look like. And this gives them some breathing room to do that.
All right. So we got two issues there. Let's start first with what transit looks like inside the city of Atlanta, because now that this is a very localized bill for MARTA expansion, but still a relatively large sales tax base to generate some real dollars for that, this isn't really going to be the heavy rail extension to North Fulton that kind of got most of the attention. And given that this isn't a DeKalb County bill, it's not a heavy rail extension to South DeKalb Mall. So you're looking really at more light rail, beltline type projects. How are those going to? What are they going to look like, and how are they prioritized as this comes together?
Well, the short answer is we don't know yet, but we are working with the City of Atlanta. Our planners are working hard, as I'm sure are the City of Atlanta's, and to come up with project lists. MARTA has to give the City of Atlanta a project list, a draft list, by May 31st, then by June 30th. The city council will decide whether to put it in front of the voters in November. Those lists, my best guess is that it will be a combination of bus and light rail projects. There may be some other things as well. There may be, for instance, an infill station somewhere, drop a station on the existing line. But my best guess is that the lion's share of it will go to new light rail within the city.
And again, light rail does not necessarily mean streetcar.
My guess is that what it's going to look like is that we will be operating a train in its own dedicated right-of-way. So that, for instance, on the Beltline, obviously the folks who are familiar with that know about the path and the green space that exists. We would be operating a train alongside that in its own separated, not where cars are running, not where other buses are running, but its own separated space.
And one of the other projects that looked like it was going to be a light rail project is the Emory-Clifton corridor, but part of that is outside the city of Atlanta. Is that a potential in this bill, or is
that's one of those things. It's funny because Senate Bill 369 is both The most important thing to happen to MARTA in terms of expansion and really redefining the system since probably our founding 40 years ago. But at the same time, it's really also only the first step in a continuing regional transit conversation. And one of the most important pieces of that will be, what do we do with DeKalb County next year? As you mentioned, the Clifton Corridor Project is a good example. The first 20% of it or so is in the city of Atlanta, but the rest of it is in unincorporated DeKalb County. And so we will, I'm confident, ask the city council to approve spending on the Clifton Corridor Project, but with the understanding and subject to the limitation that be accompanied in some subsequent year by a significant contribution by DeKalb County itself. So I expect the 2017 General Assembly will come back to the topic for North Fulton, for South Fulton, and for DeKalb County.
And given that you mentioned outside then the city of Atlanta, do you want to kind of more define what outside means and what MARTA is looking at?
Sure,
both
well,
in current counties and future counties, and I will go ahead and give you a hint to maybe even throw in counties we're not talking about.
we want to be where we're wanted, and where we are wanted now is in Fulton and DeKalb and Clayton County. Our focus is on being the best possible system we can be for those counties. We don't have any plans for expansion beyond that. At some point down the road or down the tracks, if you will, some county commission and some county voters wanted to talk to us. That's certainly something we could do, but that's not really on our radar screen.
And the MARTA Authorization Act, which I'm dangerously familiar with, but I'm sure you know inside and out, it's MARTA's footprint as authorized by the state of Georgia is five counties only at this point.
Well,
so even if you were talking about new ones
even,
in.
It's not even just a statute, and Stefan and I are both lawyers, so it is a constitutional amendment that says that MARTA may operate in Fulton, DeKalb, Clayton, Cobb, and Gwinnett. Now, Cobb and Gwinnett obviously have never chosen to exercise that option. But MARTA itself, the constitutional amendment which authorizes us and authorizes our operation, is limited to those five counties. So,
and partially, part of the problem,
we're not talking about anything outside those five.
Yeah, part of the conflict that comes up is because when things like T-SPLOST under the old model was modeled after the Atlanta Regional Commission, that's a 10-county region, you had counties such as Fayette, where I'm a native of, Cherokee, that are, shall we say, not as open to the idea of transit, that assumed they were going to either be brought into the system or be taxed locally for it. And so I guess to be clear, what we're talking about here, even for future expansion way down the tracks, maybe not way, way down the tracks, but, we're not even really talking about Cobb and Gwinnett at this juncture,
and we're definitely
not talking about those other five counties unless they decide they want in and come ask for it.
No, and there would be some significant hurdles to anybody outside the five counties we talked about ever being a member. And even the two that you did mention, Cobb and Gwinnett, before either of those could join, you'd have to have a countywide referendum. You'd have to have a vote by the county commission. You'd have to have a countywide referendum. Now, I don't think either of those things is, again, what we're focused on at the moment is doing the best possible job we can do for our current members, the Fulton voters, DeKalb voters, and now Clayton voters, who joined in November of 2014.
Okay, Stefan, you look like you might be having a question.
Oh, yeah, I've always had. I have tons of thoughts.
Lunch.
I have tons of thoughts. If let's assume that this is approved, okay, and we all hope it will be, and I am committing to vote for it. How long?
First of all, thank you.
Yeah, you know what? If you could thank everybody for it, we would be really going a long way. How long would it take for something like Beltline Transit to get to the point where people could ride it?
Within a decade.
Seems pretty good.
That's,
I'd take it.
Every day we wait starting is a day you can't take a train around the Beltline.
It's true.
I mean, we are not, and let me be clear about this, I don't think that this is enough money, I don't think anybody thinks this is enough money, that if we dedicated it all entirely to the Beltline, it still wouldn't provide a rail along the entire 22 miles. I don't think that anybody's talking about dedicating it entirely to the Beltline anyway, but even if you did, it wouldn't be enough money for that. Well, what I think is likely out of this money is a rail along certain segments of the Beltline, and probably some light rail that helps connect other points to the Beltline as well.
Yeah. So, like, for instance, connecting sort of the east-west line to the north-south line of MARTA, for instance?
That's right. I mean, one of the things that's the old historical criticism about our rail network is that it's a XY axis.
Yeah.
And so one of the things we want to be able to do with this money, and that I know the city shares this desire, is that move really from that access to what looks more like a spider web or more like a network.
Well, they are, you can't hear it, Chairman Ash, but they are playing us out. But I appreciate you keeping us informed. Sounds like there's a couple of deadlines over the next couple of months, and we will stay in touch and let you keep us informed of what the project list looks like and how it's going to be approved. But thank you for joining us on 640 AM WGSD today.